Hey parents, trusty narrator here, and I'm super excited to tell you about a brand new podcast from the creators of Who Smarted, called Mysteries About True Histories. It's full of adventure, riddles, jokes. We even snuck some secret math into each episode, including the title of the show. If your kid likes to laugh and learn, then they're going to love Mysteries About True Histories. Out now wherever you listen to podcasts. Hey parents, are you looking for ways to take care of your own mental health while caring for those around you? If so, check out How to Be a Better Human. Each week on How to Be a Better Human, comedian Chris Duffy sits down with an expert to talk about the realistic and often unexpected ways that you can improve your life. This show has everything from an episode with Dr. Becky about how to repair relationships when you've made a mistake, to how to set boundaries both with your kids and your parents, and even a deep dive on why it's okay for your house to be messy sometimes if you're feeling overwhelmed. And more great episodes come out every Monday. Find out how to be a better human wherever you get your podcasts. Psst. Hey, Smarty Pants. Sorry about the slurping. It's really hot out and I'm super thirsty. Luckily, this 72-ounce lemonade is really hitting the spot. All gone. Guess we can start the show now. There's just one problem. After drinking all that lemonade, I have to go to the bathroom. Oh boy. Has this ever happened to you? Of course it has. It happens to all of us. But how does your body turn liquids like lemonade into pee? And why? And why does it feel like you always have to go at the worst times, like right before a big test or narrating a podcast? Excuse me, announcer friend, do you mind reading the next part while I run to the bathroom?
Not at all. From Who's Smarted, creators of What Does Your Poo Say About You, comes What Does My Pee Say About Me? Starring the renal and urinary system, and featuring your kidneys and your bladder. Back to you, narrator. Narrator.
I'm back. Get ready for another whiff of science on
Who's Smarted? Who's Smarted? Who's smart? Is it you? Is it me? Is it science or history? Listen up, everyone. We make smarting lots of fun on Who's Smarted?
Hey, Smarty Pants, has this scenario ever happened to you? You're going on a long car ride, and an adult tells you,
make sure you go before we leave.
To which you say,
but I don't have to go.
But then the second you hit the highway,
can we stop for a bathroom break? I gotta pee.
Yep, some of you are nodding your heads. But why does that happen? To help us learn more about your urinary system, we're bringing in an expert. Please welcome
me, Poo-moji, the poop emoji from your cell phone and star of the poop episode of Who Smarted?
No, this has nothing to do with you. Why are you here?
Relax, narrator. I'm here to introduce my friend, P-moji.
P-moji?
That's right. I'm here to keep her company. She can be a little shy sometimes.
Oh, sort of like how your bladder can be a little shy sometimes and you find it hard to go. Like when you're in a public restroom with other people nearby.
Exactly. It's okay, P-moji. You're in good hands. I just made the joke. Did you catch that?
You said you're in good hands, as in urine, which is the clinical term for pee. Very clever, Poo-moji.
Hello.
Hi, P-moji. Welcome to Who Smarted. And might I add, what a lovely shade of yellow you are.
Thanks. Color is actually very important when it comes to pee. Normal, healthy urine is a pale straw or transparent yellow color. If you drink a lot of fluids, your pee might be very pale or even clear.
Ah, like after my ginormous lemonade.
Don't worry if your pee is clear. It just means your body is eliminating extra water and your pee has more water in it than usual. Whereas orange or honey-colored pee means you should drink more water. And if your pee is brownish, it may indicate severe dehydration. Pink yellowish or red pee can mean blood in your urine. For that, you should see a doctor. Blue or green pee could be the result of food coloring.
Wow, great stuff, Peemoji. I suppose we should start at the beginning. Why do all humans and animals have to pee?
Don't forget plants. Plants also pee.
Plants pee?
Anything that drinks pees. Plants, people, animals, even sea creatures. Fish pee out of their gills. And the reason's the same. To remove waste and extra water your body doesn't need.
Let me ask you. I just drank a huge lemonade. So is that what I peed out?
Probably not. Urine is more than just the drink you had a few moments ago. Before leaving your body, urine travels through what's known as the urinary tract. The urinary tract is a pathway that includes your kidneys, ureters, bladder, and urethra.
Hey, Smarty Pants, have you ever heard of kidneys before? Have you ever wondered what they do? Kidneys might not get talked about as much as your heart, lungs, and brain, but they're very important organs in your body. Tell them, Peemoji.
Your kidneys are two bean-shaped organs located under your rib cage on either side of your spine, towards your back.
Ah.
They're about the size of an adult fist, and their job is to filter waste from your blood and to produce urine.
If you didn't have kidneys, or if they're not working correctly, toxins and bad stuff would quickly build up and make you sick. Kidneys also regulate blood pressure and help make red blood cells. That's why people with bad kidneys get kidney transplants. But while you have two kidneys, you can survive with only one working kidney. As for ureters, what's a ureter?
Ureters are thin tubes that transport urine from your kidneys to your bladder. You have two ureters, one for each kidney.
Hey, did you say bladder? Smarty Pants, what do you think your bladder is? Is it A, a sponge that absorbs urine in your body? B, a tube that removes pee from your body? Or C, a sac that holds pee until it's time to go to the bathroom? Did you say C? You're right.
Think of your bladder like a reservoir that fills up with urine and then has to be emptied. And when it's time to empty your bladder, the urine is carried out of your body through a tube called the urethra.
Boys and girls may pee out of different body parts, but they both have urethras.
Think of pee as your body's way of keeping the right amount of water.
Fun fact, over half your body is made up of water. Up to 60%. Your brain and heart are 73% water, while your lungs can be 83% water.
Whoa.
Your muscles and kidneys are almost 80% water. Even your bones are watery. So you don't need more water inside you than what's necessary.
Your body processes the food and liquids you eat and drink through digestion and metabolism, taking nutrients and energy from them. But you also produce wastes, or byproducts, that your body doesn't need. That waste has to go somewhere. Thanks to your kidneys and pee, those wastes have a way out of you.
Wait, you just said eat or drink. Isn't pee only liquids that you drink?
Nope. Almost all foods have water in them. Everything from fruits and veggies, which are mostly water, to beans, cheese, fish, pasta, breads, and even meats contain water.
Ah.
Some foods like chocolate, citrus fruits, and tomatoes have been known to increase your urge to pee. Same goes for carbonated drinks like soda and seltzer, and drinks with caffeine like coffee and tea.
So what exactly is urine made of?
When blood passes through your kidneys, water and good things like protein, glucose, and other nutrients are allowed back into your bloodstream, while waste and excess stuff is removed. Urine is what's left behind. Any guesses what urine is mostly made up of?
What do you think, Smarty Pants? If you've been paying close attention, you can probably guess. Did you guess water?
That's right! Urine is mostly water. But it also contains other things like urea, a waste product that forms when proteins are broken down, urochrome, a pigmented blood product that gives urine its yellowish color, salt, creatinine, a waste product that forms with the normal breakdown of muscle, byproducts of bile from your liver and ammonia. You may have noticed the lighter colored your pee, the less it smells. And the darker it is, the more...
Pee you! Sorry, I'm done.
Okay, so we know foods and drinks are absorbed into the blood during digestion. And then the blood is filtered through the kidneys. And the liquid wastes are sent through two ureters to the bladder. So how does your bladder tell you it's time to go to the bathroom?
As your bladder fills with urine, it actually expands. Once it's full, nerve endings in your bladder wall send a message to your brain that it needs to be emptied.
Then what?
Once you're in the bathroom ready to go, your bladder walls contract and your sphincter, the muscle that guards the exit from your bladder, relaxes. The urine then flows from your bladder out of your body through your urethra.
And how long after drinking water or a giant lemonade does it take to pee?
Good question.
That will answer along with a lot more right after this quick message.
Hi, Trusty here with a special message for all the parents and guardians listening. I know how important it is for your child to excel in every way possible, especially when it comes to education. Well, thanks to my friends at IXL, you don't have to go it alone. IXL is a personalized learning platform that's transforming the way children master everything from math to social studies. IXL's interactive courses and immediate feedback ensure learning is super engaging and accessible for every student, pre-K through 12th grade. Imagine that, a tool that grows with your child, offering personalized recommendations based on their progress. And we know it works because we've used it ourselves. Adam Tex Davis, co-creator of Who Smarted, used IXL to help his daughter stay on top of her schoolwork and excel in her classes. Backed by research, students who use the IXL program are more likely to get higher test scores because IXL functions like a tutor. And whether your child needs help with homework, classwork, test prep, or is looking for a challenge, IXL has you covered, and all of that at an affordable rate. A one-month subscription to IXL costs less than what most tutors charge for an hour. And one subscription is good for every child in your household. Join the millions of parents who trust IXL and make an impact on your child's learning today. Oh, and Who Smarted listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up now at IXL.com/smarted. Visit IXL.com/smarted to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. IXL Learning. Inspire. Excel. Learn more at IXL.com. Hey there, smarty moms, dads, adults, and anyone who loves great food but doesn't always have the time or energy to grocery shop, prep, and cook a big meal. Well, take it from me, the trusty narrator. I found the perfect solution to having delicious, home-cooked meals without all the time and hassle. It's called Factor Meals. With Factor Meals, you can forget about all the shopping, chopping, or even washing dishes. That's because Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals arrive at your door, ready to heat and eat in just 2 minutes. That's right, with Factor, you and your family are always just 2 minutes away from chowing down on chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, delicious gourmet meals. From calorie smart to protein plus to vegetarian to keto options, Factor has 6 menus guaranteed to meet your wellness goals. And with over 35 meal choices and 60 add-ons weekly, your taste buds will never get bored. I personally started ordering Factor meals last month for those busy days when I want a tasty lunch or dinner that fills me up and crushes my nutrition goals, but I only have 5 minutes to cook it. And Factor 100% delivers on time every time. So head on over to factormeals.com/smarted50 and use code SMARTED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code SMARTED50 at factormeals.com/smarted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Now back to Who Smarted.
Pimoji was about to tell us how long after drinking something does it take to pee. Any guesses, Smarty Pants? Is it an hour, 2 hours, 5 hours, more?
A healthy adult bladder can hold about 16 ounces of urine between 2 and 5 hours, depending on your size, age, and physical makeup. Men tend to have larger bladders and go less often than women. And pregnant women have to pee a lot. But remember, 16 ounces of urine is not the same as 16 ounces of water or whatever you just drank. It takes hours for liquids to pass through your kidneys and be turned into urine.
I see. So how many times a day should you pee?
If you drink the recommended 8 glasses of water a day, you should expect to urinate roughly every 4 hours. But if you drink more, like a giant lemonade, you might go more often. And if you drink less, you'll probably go less. It's considered perfectly normal to urinate 6 to 8 times in a 24-hour period. But if you're drinking plenty of water to stay hydrated, it's not abnormal to go as many as 10 times a day.
Wow. So what if you're going on a long car ride? Should you force yourself to empty your bladder first?
Make sure you go before we leave.
Truthfully, it's not a great idea to force yourself to go, and it's equally not good to hold urine in too long. Either of those could cause problems with your urinary tract. As a general rule, empty your bladder when the urge strikes you. And be sure to empty yourself fully and try not to rush the process.
Got it. Pumoji, do you have any questions?
Why do I have to pee when I'm nervous?
When you're calm and relaxed, your bladder gradually fills up with urine from the kidneys. Throughout the day, your body sends signals to your brain that either say, "Hey, I gotta pee," or "I can hold it." But when you're anxious, things don't run as smoothly because your bladder is closely connected to your body's fear system, or fight or flight response. When that response activates, your brain tends to override the signals telling you whether or not it's actually time to pee. At the same time, your bladder muscles contract, putting pressure on your bladder. That's why people often have to urinate before taking a test in school, performing on stage, or playing in the big game.
Or narrating a podcast.
Who's smarter?
Gotta go. A big, big shout out to Mateo and Gustavo in Virginia Beach, Virginia. We heard it was just your birthday, Mateo, so happy birthday. We're so glad your whole family loves listening to Who's Smarted. This episode, The Renal System, was written by Adam Tex Davis and voiced by Charlotte Cohn, Brandon Bayless, Rebecca Cameron, Colin Cameron, and Jerry Kolber. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. Who's Smarted is recorded and mixed at the Relic Room Studios. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. The theme song is by Brian Suarez, with lyrics written and performed by Adam Tex Davis. Who's Smarted was created and produced by Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Kolber. This is an Atomic Entertainment production. Hey there, it's Trusty, and you know I love sitting at home listening to good podcasts as much as I love going on adventures. And do I have a great one to recommend to all you smarty pants and smarty parents from the award-winning Go Kids Go team. It's called Snoop and Sniffy. What happens when Snoop, an experienced dog detective from London, gets sent to small town Pflugerville to train clueless puppy Sniffy as an undercover agent? Mystery, adventure, and chaos. Seriously, the town of Pflugerville isn't Dolesville like Snoop expected, and he quickly realizes that he can't handle all the action without Sniffy by his side. Even when they're able to turn a blind eye to the alien superheroes and villains battling it out for control of Pflugerville, Snoop and Sniffy have their paws full solving wild and wacky mystery cases on Bark Street. Do you love to laugh? Do you love animals? Do you have the brightest mind since Sherlock Holmes? Then tag along,
there are already 8 seasons of hilarious canine crimes to solve. Search for Snoop and Sniffy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.